First of all, I feel like I need to apologize for ever second guessing our song.
Yeah, you do.
Nobody agreed with me.
Not a blessed person agreed with you.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I
think it's because it's about you, so it feels a little...
It feels a little weird, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was surprised at the outcry myself. Because I didn't even say, like, hey, guys, I really need your opinion. They just gave it.
Right.
Unless I did say it and I forgot to ask, but who asks one thing once or mentions it once and gets that much reply?
I know. So keep the whole 3.5 minutes of the song at the beginning of the problem solved episodes. People like it. Get stuck in their heads.
And it does. It really does.
Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard. I split. Never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the tailor. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay.
I'm almost not pregnant anymore. Maybe we'll have one more episode. We'll probably have one more episode before the baby's here. And then I'll have a baby.
Wow. I can't believe that.
That went fast, right?
It went so fast. Do you really think it's been fast?
I don't know. Probably not as fast as you think it's been.
I feel like it has flown.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe I only have like 4 or 5 weeks left.
Okay, so you're excited or you're, what are you?
Ooh, feeling question. I am excited. I'm excited to like see him and just get this new life started, I guess. But also, this is the easy part when he's just inside and, like, not crying or pooping or, you know, any of that stuff. I mean, he might be doing that stuff, but...
We don't need to think about that.
Right. So, yeah, this is the easy part.
Do you have a place ready for him?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think I told you, did I tell you last time that when I nest, I do renovations?
Right, yeah. So how is that going?
We have the worst luck with contractors. I don't know. Every contractor I've ever worked with over promises and under delivers. So we paid him 3 months ago. He told me he would start in 4 weeks. It's now been 12 weeks, maybe even longer. And we have still yet to have anything done on that room.
Why did you pay him ahead of time?
Well, I think that's common. We paid half, like half plus a 20%. So we paid a little more than half up front, like a deposit.
That feels really big for the beginning.
It does. I know. I'm a little nervous about it. I trust them, though. Like, I don't know them super well or personally, but they've been highly recommended.
Okay. Has he told you why it's been so much longer than he said?
No. Just that things, like, keep happening or subcontractors of his keep not showing up, and then he gets put behind on other projects. And
that's nothing.
Which I get it. Like, I understand that stuff happens. But, like, last week he brought the plumber out to our house and said, okay, the plumber came on Tuesday. He said, okay, he'll probably start Wednesday or Thursday. I text him on Friday. I'm like, any word from the plumber? I don't hear back till Monday after I text him again. And he's like, okay, he's coming Thursday. I'm like, I'll believe that when I see it.
Man, does he know you're about to have an infant?
Yes. I'm like, he promised me it would be done by then. But done, like, it needs to be done well before my C-section date. Because I have to, like, move furniture in. And, like, I don't know. These are such small problems, really, in the grand scheme of life. But I just feel like the contractor world is such a great business opportunity, and there's zero contractors I've ever come in contact with that have good business skills, that, like, know how to run a business.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So
the people who are
doing it makes me want to get into it.
Well, yeah, you could really, things would actually get done.
I would hope so. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I would, like, maybe my eyes would be open to how hard their job really is, but I think I could do better.
Yeah. We had to have a sink replaced. When I had my Etsy shop, I really destroyed my, like, really deep sink in my laundry room.
Okay.
With paint and the glue and all that kind of stuff. It looked so disgusting. No matter how well I cleaned it, it looked like we were the filthiest people. And so when we were going to sell the house, we had to get a new sink. Well, the sink came and it was, you know, great. It was installed, but there was, like, little cracks in it already, like, in the brand new sink. And so they were going to order a new one and replace it for us. And we've never heard from them again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. I mean.
But you had someone redo your bathroom and you had did it happen quick? It seemed to have happened quick.
Yeah, they did a good job. But they're the ones who I think they're like, well, I mean, they don't care about our sink having cracks. So.
Oh, they're the ones that you haven't heard back from. Yeah. Because there's no money in that for them anymore.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
Yeah. So hopefully, there is space for the baby. What does the baby need? Like a tiny little corner, a little drawer in a.
I know, a shoebox, apparently.
A shoebox. That's all they need. So it'll get done. What I was really looking forward to was that second bathroom in our house that I could use while I was pregnant. So I don't have to walk all the way down the steps halfway across the house to use the bathroom at 3 a.m. every night. Mm. But I'm not going to be pregnant by the time that bathroom's done, so.
Wow. Well, you'll have to keep us updated.
Thanks. And I'm sure I'll continue using the big bathroom, so I'll probably still enjoy it being upstairs.
Yeah, I think going to the bathroom will be something you continue throughout your life.
Yes.
It's good.
How are you doing?
You know, I don't know. I'm just like in a, kind of a season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. I feel like I'm doing all the right things. That's what feels especially annoying about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I knew I needed to make a big change and just didn't want to. But, like, I make all my meals for the whole week on Sunday. I'm trying to get a certain amount of working out done every day.
Yeah.
I'm spending time reading the Bible, memorizing, praying. I don't know, man.
And just still feeling, are you still feeling like crying all the time? That's what you mentioned on your last podcast that came out this week.
Oh, you really do listen to it.
I do.
Okay, speaking of that, I need to pause. Just need to press pause on my depression talk and say, I did not cuss on that episode with Teresa. You were not the only person who said, hey,
really?
I think you're great, even if you cuss on your show. And I'm like, I didn't. And I can, this is what I can tell you. That word, it is the SH word. Mm-hmm. I say shoot. My aunt, Mary Jo, always says shoot all the time.
And I can picture you saying that. I've heard you say that a million times. So it's true.
Right.
That is your word.
I know that if, like the other day, my daughter scared me. I didn't know anybody was around at all. And I said the actual word you thought I said. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I say when I'm really afraid of something, like if a robber broke in. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's just talking to me on the show, I'm not going to bust out with a curse word that I know I only say when I'm frightened.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, it sure. I mean, I played it multiple times.
Oh.
Sure sounded like it.
I know.
Now everyone's going to have to go back. Who was your guest on that one?
It was Teresa Swanstrom Anderson. Right. She said her son overwatered the plants, and then I said, shoot.
Shoot. And it was like under your breath. It was like whispered. It was whispered. Shoot. But yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah. We believe you.
I see a smile. I can't even see you, but I hear a smile. I don't think you do, but that's fine.
Oh, I'm glad it wasn't just me. I was feeling really bad because then that's how I found out you were having a bad week. Because I was like, did you just say that word on your podcast? And you're like, listen, I'm already down. Don't put me.
I gave you I really gave you the lowdown right there. And afterwards, I'm like, oh, that might have been a little heavy for a text with a girl I've never actually met.
No, I feel like we're, even though we've never met in real life, like we are real with each other.
Right.
So I wanted to hear those things. I was expecting you to come back with a snarky comment or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not what happened.
That is not what happened. You opened a whole can of worms on accident.
Yeah.
So funny. Anyway, so I'll get through it. I think instead of fighting, feeling this way, I'm just like, what do you need to teach me, Lord? Like, I know I rely on myself. I know all my problems, but I try to like do more things to overcome them or not feel like this. And so, I mean, that's the frustrating. I mean, I'm doing everything I can do. Like I'm legitimate.
Yeah.
I think part of the issue is I'm going through some pretty intense things in counseling.
Right.
And so that just kind of colors everything for a season.
For sure.
But then it gets better. And so I'm fine with it. I don't love it, but whatever.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I know. It's ups and downs in life.
You know it, girl.
Yeah.
So should we solve some other people's problems?
Sure. Let's do it.
Oh my
gosh. We're good at this.
We are so good at this.
I'll start with the first one because I found this just really intriguing.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say names because one person asked me to and I'm going to forget who that one was. So I'm just going to say somebody.
Someone did get in trouble because they said their name. So sorry about that.
I know. I remember that. So yeah. Maybe we should just keep it a rule. Although
what?
Mrs. Potts messaged me on Instagram that she was running. Remember Mrs. Potts? It was one of your submissions. And I got excited because I thought it was Beauty and Beast, Mrs. Potts.
Oh, yes. I do recall
remember?
That.
Remember? So she messaged me on Instagram and said she got all giddy when she heard her name while she was running. It probably made her go faster. She probably had her best run speed.
That's really true.
Yeah. So.
And extra endorphins.
Using names.
I remember actually being on a treadmill, listening to a podcast that I loved, and they said they were talking about me. And I legitimately almost fell off the treadmill. So it can also be dangerous. No, I didn't.
Was it good stuff?
Yeah, it was really good stuff, but it was just really alarming to hear my name.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this girl's wants to know why we don't have more problem solved episodes. It's her favorite of all.
Okay, I would like you to answer that.
I mean, you stood me up last week. We could have, you know.
I told you I was in the bed having some depression. Uh, I don't know how many times we have to keep circling back to that.
Okay. I don't know. Why don't we have more problems solved? I'm a lot to edit. I think that's probably the biggest part of it.
No, that's not why. It's because it's too much for you. You almost quit one time.
You gave my job away before I'd even quit.
Because I love the segment and I wanted it to keep going, but I did not want to make you do something you didn't want to do.
Okay. I love problem solved too. So maybe in the future we could think about going to twice a month.
Well, because here's the problem. and I will then outline how we solved it. We were doing like more topical stuff and research and all that kind of stuff. And it just felt like a lot.
It felt like a lot of prep work ahead of time. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're very busy.
And then I wouldn't come prepped, and that would be not a good thing.
Oh, was that a problem?
I don't know. I felt bad that I didn't like put in any effort. And now we just get to show up.
And now we just show up once a month. And I always ask you, are you up for doing it this month? Like, could you see what a good friend I'm being to you?
You've been so great. You've been so thoughtful.
So tell her, like, we're lucky to get Rebecca Smith online to show up once a month.
Listen, if the people want more, we need to consider having more.
Well, here, we'll have to consider it. But I honestly, you're the weakest link, so.
Understood. Got it.
Well, and you're about to have a baby. For heaven's sakes, you only have one bathroom.
I know.
Your life is hard enough as it is.
It really is. I know.
Well,
okay. Great. Well, that didn't go the way I was expecting it to, but you know, next problem, Emily.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, what do you want? Do you want to come on more? Tell me how you'd like to solve that problem, Rebecca.
I felt very flattered, I will say, that she likes our segment so much that she wants it more often.
A lot of people say that, so feel very flattered. Indeed.
Well, I thought it would make you feel good too. It's not just about me. We're a team here, so.
Right? But I'm on every week, and they don't give a care about that. No, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Just kidding.
It's a different type of episode. I couldn't do it without you.
No, you're right.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit. Just kidding. Okay, so I have a problem from Fitzgerald. I'm just saying her name. It's not bad.
Go for it.
Fitzgerald, yeah. Leanna. I'm assuming it's Leanna Fitzgerald, but who knows? Maybe someone named their baby girl Fitzgerald.
It could happen.
My high school freshman son feels that he needs to participate in freshman initiation, and I am 100% not okay with this. Do you let them do it and pray that they survive, or be the fun hater mom and say no way?
Oh my gosh.
So we've got to imagine our kids as freshmen in high school wanting to be initiated.
Did you have initiations?
Well, I mean, my school had a bunch of gang violence, but like you didn't have to participate in it.
It wasn't like something you signed up for, right? Weren't like initiations like you got feels beat involuntary. Up behind the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was involuntary as far as I knew.
But in 2018, you've got to probably sign some waivers.
Right, some liabilities.
Freshman initiation. Man. First of all, I don't exactly know what goes on
what
with that.
What that means. I know.
Is it like drinking a gallon of milk and then it makes you throw up? Like, is it like that? Or is it like playing chubby bunnies and you got to put a bunch of marshmallows in your mouth and right. try to say a word? Or are we like lighting things on fire?
Our clothes staying on? You know, there's a lot of levels to this.
Oh, is there nakedness?
Is there nakedness? Is there debauchery?
Are there drugs involved?
My kids are going to be homeschooled forever.
I don't know. I think what I would probably do, this is what I think I would do. Mm-hmm. I would say, I would ask a lot of questions, and then I would lay some ground rules and say, like, listen, you know who you are, and you know the family that you come from, and you know what we believe. So if it's all in good fun and nobody's getting hurt, mm-hmm. that's one thing. I'm all about
sure.
the high school experience, live your best life, whatever. YOLO.
Right.
Okay? YOLO.
We TP'd people's homes all the time, and that was so much fun.
Totally. And prank called yes. every grandma we could find in the phone book. Like, we were up to no good. Called 911 just for fun. That is such a bad idea.
That is a terrible idea.
Well, we always thought we were dying. So that's kind of the background of that, is that we really just were a little bit scared all the time. There was a period where I called 911 every day because I thought somebody was breaking into the house.
Oh my gosh.
They never were. Anyway, let's not talk about me anymore. But I think I would just tell them to do what you know is right and to try not to get caught up in all the ridiculousness with the other people whose brains are not fully formed either.
Right.
I don't know. It's hard.
I know. I feel like high school is the first time you have to start letting go of your kids a little bit. Hmm. I mean, not the first time, but maybe the biggest time where they start driving and like, I can barely.
How old is your oldest?
He's almost nine.
Almost nine. Okay.
Yeah.
I think what I'm realizing with my daughter is I've got to let go of like me needing her to respond the way I want her to with her attitude and her facial muscles.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a way that I would love for her to act, and she has keyed into that, and so she does the opposite.
Right.
It's terrible. So yeah. I don't know.
If I go back to the way, something I loved about my parents is they trusted me until I proved that I couldn't be trusted, kind of thing, which I never did because I was, you know, just great.
Okay, child. So let me ask you about that. Had you not been, had you done some stuff you shouldn't have done?
Sure.
How long? Because for me, I want the penalty to be like a year and a half. It's ridiculous. So I want there to be too much payment. So when do you...
Like, when do you let the try to trust them again?
Yeah.
I always just assumed that once I lost my parents' trust, I'd never get it back. Ever.
But that...
Probably,
I mean, if
wasn't
you're,
true.
Yeah, but if you're going to like say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't have the car for forever or for a week or a day, I don't know how long. And I always want to punish more than is probably appropriate. Thankfully, my husband's like, it's fine. Let's punish zero. So.
Wow. That's very different.
No. Yeah, styles. He's not. He's not that bad, but he's so much on grace. So it's helpful.
Yeah.
So I run things past him. And so they're not grounded forever starting at 5. So
right. Good. Yes. Yeah. That'd be sad.
So I don't know.
It just depends on the kid. It depends on the kid. And I'd say it depends on the activities. We need more details to be able to solve this officially. But
yeah, that's a hard one. Very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you got?
Oh, this is a good one because I feel like I kind of have the same problem too.
Okay.
This woman has recently decided with her husband to not have any more kids.
Okay.
So they've like made that decision, which I feel like anytime you make that decision, whether it's forced upon you or you make that decision proactively, you're going to mourn the end of baby season. I think most people will. Maybe not you, because you didn't like babies, did you?
No.
Yeah, that's right. So you're going to be a terrible person to ask this question to. But okay. Her youngest is 3. She wanted 4 to 5 kids, but they're going to stop at 3 kids.
Okay.
What encouragement can you give me for parenting elementary age kids? I want to look forward to the upcoming years instead of feeling sad that the baby years are over.
Hmm. Well, see, the older they get, the more I like them. So like when I sold the diaper changing table, I was pumped. I wasn't sad. Some people feel sad about that kind of stuff, you know?
Right. So yeah, you have no answers, basically.
Well, no, because
saying.
I do. And I... She wants tips enjoying elementary.
She wants encouragement. So tell us all the good things. Because I personally am mourning my 9-year-old. He is not interested in toys. Like, we went to Target and like bought the kids a toy. And Jonah didn't want anything. Like, no Legos, no. He didn't want anything. And he just wants to play like Minecraft and hockey. And like, he's moved on to like the sports and the video games versus like, let's build a fort out of boxes. Like, maybe that's more into middle school than like elementary. But this is the part I'm mourning, is that my kids are going to grow up and they're not going to want to play with little people anymore. The little toys, you know,
yes.
Not like short people. But
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
I enjoy things like cooking, kind of teaching them stuff. You know, or seeing what do they enjoy and getting them into it, which you can start doing that in elementary school. So we're exploring like drum lessons and horseback riding and hearing them talk about those things and then incorporating that into our daily life because it's what they really love.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that a lot more. Going on walks and going on bike rides, you can do it without it taking 19 years.
That's true.
We're enjoying training our new puppy together as a family. I know that doesn't sound fun, but like we really are liking it, and it's kind of bringing us together because we're really all watching that dog to make sure it doesn't destroy our house.
Right.
I don't know. TV shows can be fun that everybody can enjoy, like those kids competition cooking shows and that kind of stuff.
I will say that we've really enjoyed board games, which board games that are not hi-ho cheerio, you know, like.
Yes. Board games you could actually enjoy as an adult.
I enjoy. Yeah. Card games.
Yes.
Different things like that. Yeah.
We love Battleship. We love Uno. We love Scrabble, me and my daughter. There's one called Bananagrams.
Yeah.
And you don't need a board, so that's kind of fun. I don't know.
So they have to know how to spell.
Yeah, but me and my daughter's 10, so she can do that.
That's good. Way to go. Homeschool mama. You trained her well.
Yeah. Well, but 10-year-olds should know how to spell. No matter where they went to school, I think.
That's true.
I don't know.
I'm struggling with that with my 7-year-old right now. She's a terrible speller.
She'll get it.
I know. You're right. She will.
She'll get it. My son is six.
I have a bit of a fear.
Oh, okay. Does she have any like learning differences or you just don't know?
No, she's a great reader. I mean, she reads with expression. She can read almost every word, but somehow when it comes to spelling those words, she doesn't know if it's a K or a C or a CK, you know, different things like that, which it's tricky. But I just don't want to be like that homeschool mom whose kids don't know how to spell. And then they're like, well, it's because they were homeschooled, you know, of course they don't know how to spell.
Whatever. That doesn't make any sense.
I've thought of that about people before. So.
Because homeschool, this was my first impression of a homeschool kid. I was swimming with a kid in college, like at some kind of pool party. And he recited every single president from the first one to the last one in order. I was like,
wow, in the pool.
Holy moly, this is your pool activity. Needless to say, my kids did not turn out that way, even though we homeschooled for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think mine will either. They have different gifts.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
So okay. What was the question? Oh yeah. So I think we gave some suggestions. I think it's okay to be sad about it and to mourn all those endings of seasons if you really enjoyed that season.
And watch babies at church or, you know, do something to be around babies if that's something you need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
This one is a little bit sensitive. I'm not going to say the person's name, but said, do either of you have emotional or binge eating issues? If so, how do you mentally shift your thinking to overcome them? And she said, obviously, Rebecca's pregnant and she needs all the emotional food available. So you get the out and it's basically just me. What is my problem and how do I fix it? I can tell you that it would be so great if I could just intuitively eat and stop eating when I'm full. And I just really struggle with that. And while I don't want to be connected or obsessed with like counting calories or, you know, that kind of stuff, that can get really ugly. Also for me, I realize I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I'm just on autopilot, just like shoveling stuff in.
Yeah.
It does not help that I eat so fast. I don't know why, but I eat so, because I think I'm trying to save time. I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to get so much stuff done. The eating I don't prioritize. So I've been counting calories, not something I'm going to get obsessed with, or it's not something I've historically ever been obsessed with because I have no idea how much I'm eating. The other day, because I make all my food on Sunday and I love nuts. And so my breakfast has pecans and my lunch this week has peanuts. And I usually just like throw a handful in like a container or whatever. But now I was weighing them out and my friend came over and I was like, I just want you to know I do not have an eating disorder. I'm weighing my nuts but I'm just trying to make sure
my nuts.
I know that sounded bad, but it wasn't supposed to be. Anyway, so I'm just like trying to make sure that I have the exact right amount of pecans. And I was like, I want you to know you don't need to call the authorities. I'm just trying to get a handle on my pecan problem.
Right.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing. And last night, I was watching a show with my husband because it was his birthday and he wanted to watch that new show with Jim from The Office.
Oh, yeah. Jack Ryan.
It was good. I don't even like that kind of stuff, but it was pretty good. Anyway, but
until
I started
episode 3. Have you gotten episode 3?
No, I was not even done with episode one, or maybe okay. I was on two. But then I started to get hungry, and I had already eaten all my calories for the day, which is a regular amount. I'm not trying to restrict or anything. But I was like, hey, listen, this has been so good. I got to go to the other side of the house where the food is not. And so I ran away to my bedroom because I knew I was going to keep eating. So for me, I'm not in like a victory place. I'm just in a runaway from the refrigerator place. But that's kind of helping. I was talking to my counselor and I was like, what in the world is happening? Because I know what I'm supposed to do. She was trying to get me to read like a binge eating book.
Okay.
Which is great. I think that's really, really great and beneficial. But I said, I don't need more information. I don't. I got it.
Because you know it. It's just a matter of implementing it.
Yeah. I said, but why can't I do it? I'm so mad at myself. I've been overweight for 6 years now. And I'm not obese, but on the BMI, I am overweight. And I don't like it. I don't like how I feel. And so I said, I'm really mad at myself about that. So she's like, you know what? You're sabotaging yourself. And you're dealing with some shame issues, which I would agree with. So that's kind of what we're pulling up, which is why I'm in the bed and depressed. So, but it's good. Like I'm making progress.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of information about me. For me, I have self-control problems with certain foods. So like double stuffed Oreos, if those are in the house, I can't control myself from grabbing two every time I walk by the pantry. And then within 2 days, the entire package is gone.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's more, it's not like an emotional thing. It's like a lack of self-control with certain foods.
Are you feeling a certain thing when you're reaching for them? Like, I can't help this, or like, I guess what is going on in your brain when you're like deciding you're going to go for those?
Oh yeah. I have double stuffed Oreos in the pantry. There's still more.
Okay. Let's fix that. Well, because
let's get rid of them so there's not any more, so I don't eat them anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, I'll do those things and think, see, look, you can't be successful at stopping.
Oh.
So I like tell myself terrible things while I'm doing
while you're doing it. Yeah.
So it's not just enough to think about it and decide not to. I think about it and go, see, you thought about it. Now you have to do it, type of a thing.
Right.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I may just not be that self-aware of what I'm thinking or doing in the moment. I have struggled with overeating for sure. I remember in college, especially like going down to the vending machines late at night and getting like three things, like Rice Krispie treat, like three treats that I could have done with just one. And then like sneaky, like not showing people too, like being sneaky about it. And I feel a lot of freedom from a lot of that stuff because of Elisa Keaton, honestly, which like the Revelation Wellness stuff. I think I did her Whole Hearting Challenge. I don't know if she runs that frequently, but this was like 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was like the first time she ever did it. And in that, one of the things we did, there was no restrictions, first of all, for food. You know, like she doesn't do that. The biggest takeaway was every time I went to go eat something, I would say, God, what should I eat right now? And just be in tune to my body and what my body needed and what God would allow me to have. And sometimes that was a milkshake. And sometimes that was, I really need a big salad right now. Like that's what. That really broke me from a lot of strongholds that I carried with me, I think, where like I didn't want to eat salads but made me feel so good too. You know, like when you eat healthy, like I just feel so good and I feel terrible after I eat the double stuffed Oreos and I don't know. It's definitely a constant battle to think about what to eat, like what's the best thing to eat right now for my body. But sometimes you can have treats. Like, that's okay, too.
Totally. But I make every day and every minute an exception to the healthy rule.
The treats.
So that it can be treats. And it's ridiculous. And I have so much of what I do is born out of shame that sometimes when I feel full or sometimes when I feel satisfied, I'm ashamed. So it gets there's so much shame connected with food that for me to know this is what I'm eating this week. I know the calories are fine. It frees up my brain to like do some other things that are not worried about food.
Make the decision when you're hungry at noon.
Yeah.
For what you're going to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. And I make them for me and my husband. So it's helpful to both of us. So, but yeah, I don't know if she does a clean hearting, but I kind of think the Wellness Revelation, that book she wrote.
Does that address a lot of what was in those challenges?
Good. It's so good. Yes. So I would really recommend that to everybody. I think in my case,
I
just
needed.
I love
her podcast too.
Yes. It's really good.
Like, I just feel like it's such a good balance between like actual biology and understanding how your body works and how it reacts to carbs or like different terrible sugars to like having freedom to eat what we want. Or, you know, like I feel like mm-hmm. she just has a great balance of teaching us actual biology and then the word too, the Bible. So,
yeah, I don't know of another person who has such a great balance and is so educated on all the things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love you, Elisa Keaton.
Go binge her podcast instead like, of the no. Oreos.
Like, no, that's not the point. That's funny. I was like, you're doing the whole, that's wrong. But no, I understand what you mean.
I was trying to make a joke.
No, it's so funny. Oh, man. Okay, your turn.
Okay, this one's cute. How much is too much communication with your daughter at college? My now freshman in college calls and texts me constantly. I thought this was going to go a different way at first.
Yeah.
I love her, but I want her to grow up and be a productive member of society, not live in my basement waiting for me to decide everything for her. Help. When I was in college, there were no cell phones. I called home once a week.
Okay. So she's a freshman?
Yes.
Okay. And we're in September. She just got there.
Yeah.
I think before long, she will find her place and you will be like, hey,
call me sometime.
Call me sometime.
I think this mama is enjoying her quiet home and her freedom right now.
Yeah. Block that number. Maybe you can block her until like one day a week. Yeah. Block her except on Sunday afternoon. Push her out of that nest.
Oh, goodness. I remember my mom would tell me I would call her upset and crying about probably something dumb at 12:30, 1 a.m. in college.
Oh my God.
And then I would go to sleep peacefully and she would be up for the rest of the night, like worrying about me.
Oh my goodness.
So I can't imagine what it's like to send a baby off to college. And, but I had a cell phone, so this was, I was more than a once a weeker.
Yeah.
Who called home.
I did not have a cell phone.
You didn't. Are we that different in age?
I mean, I went to college in 98. What? When did I didn't get my cell phone until, well, I wasn't allowed to have a cell phone when I lived with my first husband. But
that's
after
right.
that, I got a cell phone. So that was like in 2004.
Okay.
Was that late?
I think so. Yes.
I'm always late to everything. Okay. Can I tell you, I just bought my first pair of, what do you call those things that everybody's wearing in their pants, but they're like a jump? Is it a jumpsuit?
A romper?
Well, aren't those like really short and they give you a wedgie?
Oh, that's maybe rompers like. Are the shorts version.
I think so. The long
okay.
version with pants.
The okay, jumpers. Is that what those are called?
That is very remarkable that I bought that and it's still currently trending.
And you're wearing it?
Not right now.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen you wear one.
I've never worn one. Ever.
But you bought it?
I bought it.
Have you worn it?
Oh, I haven't. I'm sorry. I see where you're going.
Like, there's a difference between buying it and wearing it.
I bought it online, and it's coming to my house, and it hasn't arrived
yet. Oh, you don't have it yet. Okay.
No. That got really confusing, needlessly. Okay.
I love those memes, though, about, like, going to the bathroom with a jumper. Jumpsuit.
Oh, I haven't seen them.
What are they
You're
called?
Totally feel naked, I bet.
Yeah, you have to take the whole thing off.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Did we solve that problem? I lost
yeah,
the thread.
We said
what
give
are we
her,
about?
Give her some time. Give her some time. She's going to fall in love soon and, you know, get married.
She will not even remember you.
She won't even remember you. So enjoy
take
it.
Take heart. I just told my husband this morning, if our kids are 18 and they have not moved out, I will be getting an apartment until you sort that out. Because I am done. So we're in different places, me and that mom.
Yeah. Well, no, I think she was ready. She's
oh,
ready
she's
too.
Ready. The girl's not
yeah,
ready.
She's, yeah. The girl's not quite ready.
Yeah. No, I'm going to block my kids when they turn 18. Yeah. Just kidding.
Great.
I'm not. Mom's struggling well. Just kidding. Okay. I need to clean out my closet, but I can't start because it's too overwhelming. What's a good approach?
Take everything out of the closet.
Yes.
First step.
I just learned that.
Yeah, it is going to be overwhelming, but then you only put back the things that you want to keep.
I feel like that's the best way. Love. Yeah. Not the things that you feel like someone might like someday or...
No.
But you spent a lot of money on this. None of that.
Right. None of that. What brings you joy, Marie Kondo says. Isn't that her name? Marie Kondowit?
I don't think Kondo.
Okay.
I don't think Kondo or Condor. Okay, so the person who taught me that was...
House Peace.
Tara. Yes, House Peace.
Yes, I started following her after you mentioned, or did you have her on the podcast maybe?
She's not on the podcast, but she came to my house and organized my closets. And
that's right. I love following her stories.
Yes. So it's house.peace on Instagram, and she will do a consultation with you. She lives in Birmingham, but she'll do consultation anywhere and help you. So,
but I guarantee you, free advice, she's going to tell you to take everything out first.
Yes.
She gives that advice out for free.
Yeah. But can I tell you how sweet she was at being like, okay, like, how important is this thing to you? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I do need 4 duvet covers, or no, 4 down comforters in Texas. I just feel like I need, and she's like, how often do you feel like it gets that cold? And, you know, she was just
it
like.
It would be so helpful to have someone ask those questions.
Yes.
Who's not attached to the item like you are.
Exactly.
Like we are, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't spend money on it. That's my big thing is I spent money. I spent like $60 on this. I can't just donate it. I have to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, which then I hold on to it for another year and a half trying to sell it for $2 on Facebook Marketplace. You know, it's not worth it.
I know.
I have a big pile of that stuff right now. I just need to take it to Goodwill.
Take it to Goodwill and move on with your life. Or find a shelter. Or find a place that donates to a shelter. I take it to places that I know are going to help abused women. Because Goodwill, I don't know. No offense, Goodwill. But they make a ton of money.
We're not really sure about your operations.
It's dicey.
Goodwill. Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I don't know anything about them. But okay, your turn. And we probably have time for just 2 more.
Okay. This sweet woman would like to know how she can get her Birkenstocks from farting when she walks.
Are they wet?
I don't know. I don't have actual Birkenstocks, like real ones. I have like the Target knockoffs. But I can picture like how that could happen. Like the suction between your... She must have high arches, do you think?
Well, where is the suction? Mine, I've only ever had real Birkenstocks. That sounded really... I know. I know it. Very high class over here. And they don't... They only do that when they're wet.
When they're wet?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah, I have no solutions for her except that I'm very sorry that happens. It's embarrassing. There was this one time that my Jonah, when he was like 2, he put a quarter down our steering wheel and our horn would randomly go off. Like,
oh no.
So embarrassing. And my husband was so mad about it and I couldn't stop laughing. It was just... So, yeah, things, I mean, that's nothing you can do about your farting shoes, you know?
Man. I would maybe Google farting Birkenstocks and see what people...
I think there's probably a whole community.
Okay, this is what I think my husband would do because he's got an obsession with foot powder.
Okay.
It is like we're walking around, you know, a baking flour factory or something because everywhere he is... You can see where he's been because he uses so much foot powder. It's ridiculous. It's always on the shopping list because he always uses it. But because he's so particular about the kind of foot powder and you can only sometimes find it at certain places. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It may be the straw that breaks the back of our marriage. So I think she could try foot powder.
Yeah, good idea.
Maybe.
Or socks.
Oh, because that looks super cool.
Would you rather have farting feet or a faux pas in a fashion trend?
That was a lot of F's there. I would totally have farting feet.
You would. You would choose that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably would too.
Okay. So this last one is from Laura Kelly of Pitter Patter Art. Do you know her? I love her.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How can I quit drinking Mountain Dew every time I eat Taco Bell? It's like an innate desire deep in my soul that I cannot fight. Mm. And that made me think of food pairings.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you just like have to have paired with another thing?
I have to have an Izzy when I go to Chipotle.
Okay.
I mean, I have to have 2 double stuffed Oreos when I walk by my pantry.
That one will get you into more trouble than the Izzy at Joe.
Do you have any?
You know, this doesn't make any sense, but I love when I have a glass of red wine to have guacamole.
Hmm.
I just really love both of those. I feel like they go well together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. So how can we help her? First of all, I think Taco Bell's gross and Mountain Dew's gross. So stop it because it's gross.
Oh, I love Taco Bell. It's like the best Mexican restaurant around.
Are you kidding? I'm so sad.
I'm totally serious. I hate authentic Mexican. It's like someone puked all over my plate. I cannot handle it.
It's just not pretty. That's the problem you have?
I think that's the biggest problem I have.
Okay.
And everything's mushy.
But Taco Bell is... Oh, you like the crunchy tacos?
No, I prefer the soft tacos. I prefer actually that one that has the crunch and the soft.
Mm.
Okay. And you haven't been, so
no, I haven't.
We're not connecting right now. But I don't like Mountain Dew, so... But I would for sure get a Pepsi or like a root beer when I would go to Taco Bell. You can't have Taco Bell and water.
Okay.
So I'm no help. She probably just needs to limit the, if she wants to stop the Mountain Dew, then she's going to need to stop the Taco Bell.
Yes. Find a restaurant that you need to have water with.
Right.
And go there.
Yeah. Or just go to Taco Bell once a week. I don't know how often she's, is it like an everyday thing? Did she say every meal?
She didn't even say. She said 3 times a day, 24/7, only wow. Taco Bell. I mean, she has 19 kids, so I understand. It's good to save the money. I don't really know. I actually don't dislike Taco Bell. I just haven't been in a long time.
I would be a disgrace if she stopped getting a soda at Taco Bell. Is it the Mountain Dew that she wants? Like, could she switch to Diet Pepsi if she doesn't like the whatever? I don't know.
I can't tell if it sounds like the problem is the Mountain Dew.
The Mountain Dew, yeah.
Maybe you just get a small.
Right. Dump half of it out right when you get it.
Oh, that would feel sad.
That would be. But do not get an ice water or an iced tea at Taco Bell.
Have some standards.
Seriously.
Okay, well, I think we've solved all the problems.
Great.
We can be in negotiations for doing this more often.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do that behind the scenes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We got our signed contracts and...
Right. Yeah. Negotiate salaries. All that.
Yes. All that stuff. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, you will be disappointed with your salary.
Oh, you pay me in laughs.
Okay. As long as that works for you. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening and we'll see you in the future.
Next time.
Bye.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems.